And welcome back to the Ludwell Fellowship podcast. We're still in the process of getting some of my old Faith and Philosophy podcasts re-recorded, or at least redoctored, so we can play them on here. But today I thought I'd give you a special treat. This is a sermon from a good friend of mine, Father Alexander Fakanan, who is pastor of St. Simeon the New Theologian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. This is a sermon that was preached earlier in the year, I think around August sometime, and it is an extremely timely message for every one of us. It's entitled, Be Not Afraid. So without further ado, here is Father Alexander.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is in our midst. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. On the stormy seas, Christ came to the apostles to reassure them of his presence, of his abiding presence and concern for them. We have found ourselves in our own stormy seas of life in recent times, times of anxiety, of stress, uncertainty, disease, and demands on our behavior in everyday life from increasingly authoritarian public voices. And the continuing message is a fear. Fear that you're supposed to be afraid. You're supposed to be afraid and to live by that fear. We all have fear of death. We all are afraid of dying. For the believer, fear of death means facing God and to give an account of our earthly life. For the unbeliever, fear of death means the journey into nothingness, the loss of everything. It is common to point out in commenting on this gospel how St. Peter began to sink into the waters when he looked at the storm and took his eyes off of Jesus Christ. For a Christian, even in the face of our current fears, and maybe more than ever, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of our wisdom. And the fear of the Lord is not fear of punishment. It's not fear of punishment, but fear of offending love, of offending our loving God who gave us life and gave himself as a sacrifice for us. That's proper fear of the Lord. Over a dozen times in the Old Testament, Israel is admonished repeatedly, be strong and of good courage, fear not. Be strong and of good courage, fear not. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. Psalm 25. We'll hear again at the wedding today from Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord who walks in his ways, for you shall eat of the labor of your hands. You shall be happy and it shall be well with you. We should have fear of God. as opposed to fear of living, which is being pushed upon us. Brothers and sisters, we can't be afraid to live. Life in a fallen world always has its risks. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, no one on earth has any other way left but upward. No one on earth has any other way left but upward, to look up. Our Holy Father, St. John Chrysostom, says, do not lose courage in face of the present evils. He who gave his only begotten, that he might save you and deliver you from hell, what will he spare from this point on for your salvation? The Lord has already done everything. The ultimate sacrifice of his beloved Son, what else will he not do for us, for our salvation, from this point? He says, therefore, you ought to hope for all things that are good, that are kind. For neither should we fear if we were going to a judge who is about to judge us. And this judge who has shown so much love for us as to have sacrificed his Son. Let us hope, therefore, for kind and great things, for we have received the principal things of God's promise of salvation. In 2 Corinthians 7, we read, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Brothers and sisters, the voice of the Holy Fathers is clear. In the face of stressful times, our calling is to repent. Our calling is to repent more deeply. To repent more deeply, to stop saying we're sorry for this and or that, but to stop. That's what it means to repent, to put a stop to it. You know what it is. Sometimes it's just an attitude of, I choose to be irritated with everything and everyone. Stop. Put a stop to it. Repentance is a hopeful, joyful movement to God, but to put away the garbage that holds us back. To put a stop to our casual straying and drifting and playing games. If the times are serious, it is time for us to get serious. For us to get serious. To steel ourselves, to prepare ourselves for what is to come, trusting God for our lives. As a friend wrote this week, once you come within God's providence, once you come within God's sphere of activity, through your baptism, through your life in the church, through your life and desire for God, then God's care, when you're in God's care, he doesn't let you go. He doesn't let you go, and in his opinion is the only one that matters. His opinion is the only one that matters for your eternal soul. St. John of Kronstadt says, to repent means to feel in the heart the deceit, the madness, the guilt of one's sins. One who repents realizes that he has offended his Creator, his Lord, his Father and benefactor, who is infinitely holy and who infinitely despises sin. To repent means to desire wholeheartedly the correction and atonement of your sins. He continues, if we want to please the Lord and to save our soul by repentance and achieve freedom from sins and passions, we must repent from the depths of our soul thoroughly, comprehensively, firmly, and willingly, because it is in the depths of our soul that all our sins are nesting and rooted in. Finally, a reflection from St. Nicolai, in which he quotes St. Ephrem the Syrian. He says, repent before death closes the door of your life and opens the door of judgment. Repent before death And because you do not know the hour of death, repent today. Repent today, even now, and cease to repeat your sin. St. Ephrem the Syrian prays, before the wheel of time stops in my life, have mercy on me. Before the wind of death blows and diseases, the heralds of death, appear in my body, have mercy on me. Before the majestic sun in the heights becomes darkened for me, have mercy on me. May your light shine for me from on high and disperse the dreadful darkness of my mind. Before the earth returns to earth and decays before the destruction of all the features of its beauty, have mercy. Before my sins deceive me at the judgment and shame me before the judge, have mercy, O Lord, full of gentleness. Before the hosts come forth, preceding the Son of the King, to assemble our miserable race before the throne of the judge, have mercy. Before the voice of the trumpet sounds before your coming, spare your servants and have mercy, O our Lord Jesus. Before you lock your door before me, O Son of God, and before I become food for the unquenchable fires of Gehenna, have mercy on me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I want to thank Father Alexander for making this recording available to me and allowing us to reproduce this on the Ludwell Fellowship page in our podcast. You can find a link to St. Simeon's Church on our webpage somewhere around here. And I would also point out they have an excellent YouTube channel where you can find videos and also some of their music. They've done several really great recordings. Do check out St. Simeon's. If you are from the South, you have a church in the South, and your pastor you think is a good preacher and has a timely message for us, let us know. We would like to make this a recurring feature where we can feature some of the better preachers throughout the South, those who have a timely message for us. Well, until next time, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise, we'll be back with another podcast. And until then, may the Lord, through the intercessions of Our Lady, the Theotokos, the protectress of the Southland, have mercy upon us all.
This is the day.